在约翰一书第三章十九节，其实是十八节到二十四节。
If you have your Bible, please turn to the book of 1 John, chapter 3, verses 18 to 24.
约翰一书第三章第十八到二十四节，我只是念中文，你看英文的就跟着看。
1 John chapter 3 verses 18 to 24. We will be only reading in Chinese, so if you have English, please just follow along.
小子们啊，我们相爱，不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。从此就知道我们是属真理的，并且我们的心在神面前可以安稳。我们的心若责备我们，神比我们的心更大，一切是没有不知道的。亲爱的弟兄们，我们的心若不责备我们，就可以向神坦然无惧了，并且我们一切祈求的就从他得着，因为我们遵守他的命令，行他所喜悦的事。神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名，且照他所赐给我们命令彼此相爱。遵守神命令的就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。我们所以知道神住在我们里面，是因他所赐给我们的圣灵。哥林多前书十三章第一节到第二节。
From 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 1 and 2.
我若能说万能的方言，并天使的话语。
If I speak the tongues of men and of angels.
且没有爱。
But have not love.
我就成了鸣的锣，响的钹一般。
I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal.
我若有先知讲道之能。
If I have the gift of prophecy,
也明白各样的奥秘
and can fathom all mysteries,
各样的知识
and all knowledge,
而且有全备的信
and if I have a faith,
叫我能够移山
that can move mountains,
却没有爱
but have not love,
我就算不得什么
I am nothing.
我若将我所有的周济穷人
if I...Give all I possess to the poor.
又舍己身叫人焚烧
And surrender my body to the flames.
却没有爱
But have not love.
仍然与我无益
I gain nothing.
爱是恒久忍耐
Love is patient.
又有恩慈
Love is kind.
爱是不嫉妒
It is not envy.
爱是不自夸
It is not boast.
不张狂
It is not proud.
然后十三节这么说
And verse 13 it says,
如今当存着存的有信
And now these three remain
有望
Faith
有爱
Hope and love
这三样其中最大的是爱
But the greatest of these is love
可见圣经讲到的爱是最高的美德
So we can see that from scripture that love is the highest virtue
我曾经讲过约翰一书其中的一个重点就是爱
I have mentioned that one of the main themes of 1 John is love
神是爱凡到他面前来的人必须要彼此相爱
God is love and those who come before him will love one another
因为爱证明我们的生命有真理
Because love proves that we have the truth in us
爱带来给我们在神的面前有一个坦然无惧的心
And love gives us the confidence to draw near to God.
爱影响我们对神的祷告。
And love influences our prayer to God.
爱证明神是否有在我们的心里。
And love proves whether God is in us or not.
爱表现出是否我们与神有一个密切的关系。
And love shows that whether we have a close relationship with God.
这是我们要今天要来思考的一些问题。
And these are some questions that we must reflect today.
今天的经文提到爱带来一个给基督徒的保证。
And today's passage tells us that love brings Christians a certain assurance.
如果一个基督徒的生命有神的爱，
if a Christian's life has God's love,
他必会在生命里面表现出神的真理。
He will display God's truth in his life.
并且他在神的面前是安稳的。
And also he is sure before God.
就像刚才我们看的十九节。
And just as verse 19 says,
从此就知道我们是属真理，并且我们的心在神的面前可以安稳。
This then is how we know that we belong to the truth and how we set our heart at rest in His presence.
所以一个认识神的人是一个心里有真理的人。
So a person who knows God is one who has the truth in his heart.
同时他是一个遵守神诫命的人。
And also he is one who obeys God's command.
约翰一书二章四节说，
And 1 John chapter 2 verse 4 it says,
人若说我认识他，
The man who says, I know him,
却不遵守他的诫命，
but does not do what he commands,
便是说谎话了，
is a liar,
真理也不在他的心里面，
and the truth is not in him.
我们这节经文说明心里有真理跟遵守神诫命之间的那种关系。
And this verse talks about the relationship between having obeying God's command and having the truth in him.
一个人心里没有真理，
If a person does not have the truth in his heart,
他不会遵守神的诫命，
He will not obey God's command.
他也不认识神，
Likewise, he does not know God.
他也不会去爱人和爱神，
And he will not love men or God.
我曾经说明过遵守神诫命的含义。
I have mentioned in the past the meaning of obeying God.
神的诫命就是主耶稣基督所讲那两条大诫命。
God's command is included in the two greatest commandments that Jesus talked about.
第一，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱你的神。
The first one is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
第二，你要爱人如己。
The second is to love your neighbor as yourself.
神的诫命也包含主耶稣所讲的新命令。
And God's command also includes the new commandment that Jesus gave us.
也就是要我们彼此相爱。
And that is to love one another.
所以心里面有真理。
So having the truth in our hearts.
认识神。
To know God.
遵守神的诫命。
To obey God's command.
爱人如己，彼此相爱。
To love our neighbors as ourselves, to love one another.
这一些都是有密切的关系的。
All these are interrelated.
一个人如果生命里面没有神的爱，
A person without God's love in their life,
他不会去遵守神的诫命。
He would not obey God's command.
他不认识神。
He does not know God.
他的心里面也没有神的真理。
And in his heart, there's God's truth is not in there.
因此，爱带给我们一个保证。
Therefore, God gives the love gives us the assurance.
保证我们是一个属真理的人。
The assurance that we belong to the truth.
十九节，再看一次。
Let's look at verse 19 again.
从此就知道我们是属真理的，并且我们的心在神的面前可以安稳。
This then is how we know that we belong to the truth and how we set our hearts at rest in His presence.
所以真理的相对就是虚假。
So the opposite of truth is falsehood.
不真就是假。
If it's not true, it's false.
主耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
圣经在约翰第一章也讲，道成的肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
And in John chapter 1, it also says, the word became flesh and made its dwelling among us, full of grace and truth.
主耶稣就是真理。
Jesus is the truth.
真理是从主耶稣来的。
And truth comes from Christ.
相对的，虚假是从魔鬼撒旦来的。
And in opposition, falsehood comes from Satan.
所以爱保证我们活在真理当中。
So love gives us assurance that we are living in truth.
不做虚假的事情。
And we do not do that which is false.
所以当我们彼此相爱的时候，
And as we love one another,
我们不单是属真理的，
Not only do we belong to the truth.
我们的心在神的面前也安稳。
Our hearts are at rest before God.
什么是安稳？
What does it mean to be at rest?
安稳的意思就是讲到安详和平稳的意思。
It means being at peace.
心中里面充满了神的平安。
And that our hearts are filled with God's peace.
这种平安是从神而来的。
And such peace comes from God.
就好像耶稣在约翰福音十四章二十四节这么说。
And just as Jesus in John chapter 14 says,
我留下平安给你们。
Peace I leave with you.
我将我的平安赐给你们。
My peace I give you.
我所赐的不像世人所赐。
I do not give to you as the world gives.
你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid.
如果你曾经经历过这种平安，你就明白我所讲的。
If you have ever experienced such peace, you will understand what I'm talking about.
神经常用这些平安来引导我们行在他的旨意当中。
Often God uses such peace to guide us to walk in His path.
当我们没有遵守神的诫命的时候，
And when we have not obeyed God's command.
当我们没有去爱人的时候，
When we have not loved others.
神的平安将会离弃我们。
God's peace will leave us.
所以爱保证我们在神里面有那种平安。
So love gives us the guarantee of peace in Christ.
并且是安稳的。
And it's at rest.
同样的，当我们生命里面没有爱的时候，
Likewise, when we do not have love in our life,
那么二十一节讲我们的心会责备我们。
Verse 21 says that our hearts condemn us.
啊，这个心是指我们的良心。
And this heart is referring to our conscience.
我们的良心会责备我们。
Our conscience will condemn us.
可能你曾经有这个经历。
Perhaps you have had such experience.
啊，被责备的时候，心里面非常的难过。
And when you were rebuked, that your heart felt sorrow.
心里面没有平安。
You do not peace in your heart.
但是爱借助我们的良心，使到我们能够坦然无惧的来到神的面前。
But our conscience through love that we can come before God.
什么是良心？
And what is conscience?
我们可能有听过这句话，你这个没有良心的人。
Perhaps you have heard, you do not have a conscience.
其实每一个人都有良心。
Actually, every one of us have a conscience.
啊，只是好或者不好的良心。
It's only a matter of it's good or bad.
良心是一种内在的知觉。
Conscience is a self, inner knowledge.
那么这个知觉能够辨别什么是好，什么不好的东西。
And such awareness, it would be able to discern what's good and what's bad.
我圣经里面讲到三种良心。
And the Bible talks about three types of conscience.
一个是好的良心。
One is a good conscience.
要像提摩太前书第一章第五节所讲的。
Just as 1 Timothy 1:5 says.
但命令的总归就是爱。
The goal of the command is love.
这爱是从清洁的心和无愧的良心。
Which comes from a pure heart and a good conscience.
无为的信心生出来的。
And a sincere faith.
这个是好的良心。
This is a good conscience.
第二个良心是被烧焦的良心。
And the second type of conscience is a seared conscience.
那么这个良心已经失去了它的知觉。
And such conscience has lost its feeling.
这种良心不能够辨别什么是好，什么不好的。
And this conscience cannot discern what's good or bad.
第三种良心。
The third type of conscience.
第三种良心是那种邪恶的良心。
It's an evil conscience.
我们自己这种良心已经坏到一个地步，他不知道什么是好的。
And this conscience is bad, so bad to the point that it doesn't even know what's good.
不好的、邪恶的，他看为是好的。
It calls what's bad, what's evil, good.
好的却看为是不好的。
And they consider what's good evil.
其实我们看到今天世上有好多这样的人。
We actually see many people like this.
邪恶的他们说是对的。
What's evil they call good.
好的他们说不好。
And what's good they call evil.
第三种良心。
That's the third type of conscience.
所以良心好像我们这个房子里面那些玻璃窗。
And conscience is as the windows in the house.
啊，就好像我们教堂里面所看到的那些玻璃窗。
Just like all the windows that you see around you.
如果玻璃窗很清洁的话
，if the windows are very clean，
外面的光线就很容易的射进来。
Very easy to have the sunlight from outside come in.
反过来说，如果我们的玻璃窗很肮脏的话
，inversely if the windows are very dirty。
看起来我们的玻璃窗有点肮脏。
Looks like our windows are dirty.
从来没有用那个 Windex 来擦过。
We never washed it with Windex.
所以光线大大的减少了。
So it cuts down on the sunlight.
所以可以被烧焦的良心或者一个邪恶的良心。
So a seared conscience or an evil conscience.
不能让那个真理的阳光照进来。
Does not allow the light of truth to shine in.
但是一个无愧的良心
But a good conscience.
也是一个好的良心
That's one without, not, that's not condemned.
却很容易让那个真理的光线照进来
It's very easy for the light to shine in.
直到它很容易的辨别什么是好的
That it can easily discern what is good.
什么是不好的
What is bad.
什么是对的
What is right.
什么是不对的
What is wrong?
良心可以经过神的话语来洁净
Conscience can be cleansed through God's word
成为一个好的良心就好像这个玻璃窗一样用 Windex 来擦
And to turn it into a good conscience just as after the window is wiped by Windex
当我们的灵命成长的时候
As we grow spiritually
我们的良心会越来越好。
Our conscience will become better.
那么让我们问一个问题。
So let's ask a question.
我们是否有每一天用神的话语来洁净我们的良心
？Do we use God's word daily to cleanse our conscience?
我们的良心好或者坏
？Our conscience whether it's good or evil.
就要看我们每一天有没有用神的话语来洁净我们的良心。
The question it lies in whether we are using God's word daily to cleanse it.
也要看我们有没有把神的话语藏在我们的心里面。
Have we hidden God's word in our hearts?
一个好的良心，当我们做错事情的时候。
A good conscience when we do wrong.
当我们生命没有爱的时候。
When there's no love in our lives.
我们的良心就会指责我们。
Our conscience will condemn us.
当我们行在神的旨意当中的时候。
However, when we walk in God's way,
当我们彼此相爱的时候
when we love one another,
一个好的良心会使到我们心中有平安
a good conscience will give us peace in our life,
使我们坦然无惧地来到神的面前
that we would come to before God's presence without fear.
无论如何，良心不是我们最终的绝对的判决
However, no matter what, our conscience should not be the final judge in our life.
只有神的话语是我们绝对的判决。
Only God's word can be the absolute judging.
所以我们不能够完全的依靠我们的良心。
So we cannot rely solely on our conscience.
第二十节这么说。
Verse 20 says,
我们的心若责备我们，神比我们的心大，一切的事没有不知道的。
Whenever our hearts condemn us, for God is greater than our hearts, and He knows everything.
神是无所不知的神。
God knows all things.
神知道我们的心思意念。
God knows our thoughts and our minds.
但是神也爱我们。
Yet God still loves us.
虽然我们受到我们的良心责备的时候。
Even though when we are condemned by our conscience.
但是神的爱比我们良心更大。
But God's love is still greater than us.
就像彼得不认耶稣的时候。
Just as when Peter denied Christ.
彼得很后悔。
Peter repented.
他责备自己。
He condemned himself.
但是耶稣基督赦免他的罪。
Yet Jesus forgave his sin.
耶稣基督仍然爱他。
And Jesus still loved him.
爱保证我们第一，生命有真理。
Love first guarantees that we have
truth in our life.
We have truth in our life.
第二，我们能够坦然无惧地来到神的面前。
Secondly, we can come before God without fear.
第三，神听我们的祷告。
Thirdly, God listens to our prayers.
请看第二十二节。
Let's look at verse 22.
并且我们一切所求的就从他得着，因为我们遵守他的命令，行他所喜悦的事。
and receive from him anything we ask because we obey his commands and do what pleases him.
爱带来给我们在神的面前有坦然无惧的信心。
Love brings us before God with an assurance.
相信神听我们的祷告。
Believing that God will listen to our prayers.
赐给我们向他所祈求的。
And give us that which we ask of him.
这不是说我们爱弟兄姐妹的时候，神就必听我们的祷告。
It's not as if when we love others that then God must listen to our prayers.
而是因为我们行在他的旨意当中，神听我们的祷告。
But it's because when we're walking in his will, then he will listen to our prayers.
请注意二十二节。
Please take note of verse 22.
神听我们的祷告是有条件的。
There is condition before God to listen to our prayers.
是因为我们遵守他的命令，行他所喜悦的事。
It's because we obey his commands and do what pleases him.
什么是他的命令？
What is his command?
我们已知道神的命令就是要我们彼此相爱。
And we know that God's command is so that we will love one another.
因为二十三节讲得非常清楚。
Because verse 23 says it very clearly.
神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名。
And this is his command, to believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ.
且照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。
And to love one another as he commanded us.
一个基督徒跟弟兄姐妹的关系和他祷告的生活是不能够分开的。
You cannot separate a Christian's love for others and his prayer.
他跟弟兄姐妹的关系影响到他祷告的生活。
His relationship with others affects his prayer life.
如果一对夫妻没有行在神的旨意当中的时候，
If a couple is not walking in God's will,
他们的祷告会受到阻碍。
Their prayers will be hindered.
这个是在彼得前书三章十七七节所说的。
And this is written in 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7.
所以当我们心中存着那种仇恨的时候，
So if our hearts are filled with hatred,
神不会听我们的祷告。
God will not hear our prayers.
在登山宝训，主耶稣基督对门徒说，
And in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus told his disciples,
所以你在祭坛上献礼物的时候，
Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar,
若想起弟兄向你们怀恨怀怨，
And there remember that your brother has something against you,
就把礼物留在坛前，
Leave your gift there in front of the altar,
先去同弟兄和好，
First go and be reconciled to your brother,
然后来献礼物。
Then come and offer your gift.
这两节经文是讲到我们对神的祷告。
These two verses is referring to our prayers to God.
如果我们心中有怀恨的话，
If we have hatred in our hearts,
我们要将这个怀恨解决，
We must resolve that hatred.
才来到神的面前，
Before coming to God,
向他祷告，
To pray to him.
主耶稣在这个主导文里面也讲到免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
And Jesus in the Lord's Prayer also talks about forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors.
这个债是指我们的罪。
And this debt is referring to our sin.
当我们的心中存着那种记恨的时候，
When there is hatred in our lives,
当我们不能够原谅别人的时候，
When we are unwilling to forgive others,
我们圣经讲得很清楚，神也不会原谅我们。
The Bible is very clear that God then would not forgive us.
他也不会听我们的祷告。
He would not hear our prayers.
诗篇六十六篇十八节。
And Psalm 66:18.
我若心里注重罪孽，主必不听。
If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened.
当我们心中有罪恶的时候，神不会听我们的祷告。
When in our hearts we cherish sin, then God would not listen to our prayers.
那可能你曾经有这种经历。
Perhaps you have such experience.
为什么似乎神不听我的祷告？
Why is it that God would not listen to my prayers?
那么处在这种情况之下，我们必须要审查我们自己。
And under such circumstance, we must examine ourselves.
我们必须要承认我们的罪。
We must confess our sins.
求神除去我们心中的罪。
And ask God to cleanse us from our sins.
是的，罪影响我们跟神的祷告。
Yes, sin will impact our prayers to God.
但是爱保证我们对神的祷告。
But love gives us assurance of prayers before God.
神听我们的祷告。
God listens to our prayers.
是因为我们遵守他的诫命。
Because we have obeyed his command.
是因为我们行他所喜悦的事情。
Because we do that which pleases him.
最后。
Lastly.
爱保证我们住在神里面。
Love gives us the assurance that we are living in God.
神也住在我们里面。
And that he is living in us.
爱证明我们生命里面有神的生命。
And love proves that we have God's life in us.
也证明我们的生命里面有神的爱。
And also prove that in our lives there is God's love.
一个灵命成长的基督徒。
A Christian who is growing spiritually.
他就好像约翰福音十五章讲的那种那棵葡萄树。
And he is just like the vine.That's talked about in John chapter 15.
他是葡萄树的枝子接在葡萄树上。
He's a branch that's connected to the vine.
然后结出果子来。
And he bears fruit.
我们怎么知道我们住在神里面？
How do we know that we live in Christ?
我们知道，因为圣经告诉我们，我们的生命有圣灵。
We know because the Bible tells us that we have the Holy Spirit in our life.
每一个悔改信耶稣的人，圣灵内住在他里面。
Every person who has repented and believed in Christ, the Holy Spirit lives in them.
所以保罗在罗马书讲，我现在不以肉体而活，而是以圣灵而活。
And so Paul mentions in Romans chapter 8 that I'm no longer living in the flesh, but I'm living in the Spirit.
一个以圣灵而活的人将会表现出圣灵的果子。
And a person who's living in the Spirit will bear the fruit of the Spirit.
加拉太书第五章二十二节这么说。
And in Galatians 5:22 it says,
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱。
For the fruit of the Spirit is love.
所以爱保证我们住在主里面。
So love is assurance that we are living in Christ.
也证明我们以圣灵而活。
And that we're living by the Spirit.
爱的保证。
The assurance of love.
爱保证我们第一，我们的生命里面有真理。
And so love assures us that one, we have truth in us.
第二，我们能够坦然无惧地来到神的面前。
Second, we can come before God without fear.
第三，爱保证神听我们的祷告。
And thirdly, love assures us that God will hear our prayers.
第四，爱保证我们生命里有圣灵。
And fourthly, love assures us that we have the Spirit of God in us.
让我们从今祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your word today.
求你帮助我们在我们的生命里面充满你的爱。
Please help us so that in our lives we will be filled with your love.
让我们能够以你的爱来彼此相爱。
And that we, through your love, we would love one another.
借着这个爱，我们的生命里面有真理。
And through this love that our lives would be filled with truth.
借着这个爱，我们能够坦然无惧地来到你的面前。
And through this love, we can come before you with confidence.
我们能够来到你的面前，坦然无惧地告诉你我们心中的事情。
And that we will come before you with confidence to tell you everything in our hearts.
爱使到我们生命里面有圣灵。
And love assures us that we have your Spirit in us.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 让我们来回应神对我们的爱。
Let's respond to God's love for us.
Is it my story? Is it my story?